Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Sally, and because you can never have enough Kenkel Fritz and Friends, here's some highlights from today's show.
So, asking you about this because it's just happened. Misty is a huge pumpkin spice latte fan.
Yes, I am.
Maybe you are too. But we asked the question, and we'll get to the answer here. Just asked you to text or call us. The pumpkin spice latte.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a big deal for you, or are you like, meh, I don't care? I was just going through other seasonal foods that restaurants have had. I don't think anything has been as big as the pumpkin spice latte. But McDonald's had a pumpkin and cream pie?
I remember when they tried that. It was like, I don't remember it being more than 1 year. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
And I just remember the signs for it.
Of course, there's the Shamrock Shake. Chick-fil-A has a peppermint shake in the wintertime.
Mm.
And then, so here we go. Laurel in Flagstaff, she says, I want to like the pumpkin spice lattes, but yeah, nope. I don't get it. I love pumpkin, but guess not in my coffee. And then this other guy is like, meh, whatever. Concerning pumpkin spice anything, because to me it doesn't taste like real deal. Not anything close to a real pumpkin pie.
You know, that is true. It's very different. And I got to thinking about it when I saw that text. I bet a pumpkin pie latte would go over huge if it did taste more like pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
I think they could do both and be successful with that.
Jam some crust in there. Sounds great. Talk about a sensitive topic here. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Somebody said this. My brother died from depression. He also frequently exercised, had a supportive friends and family, was successful in school and work. He had goals that he was constantly reaching, yet he took his own life. They went on to say, people who are depressed are not weak-minded. They are sick. You know, as I was reading this, Misty, and I know you deal with depression. My wife does.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do then? I mean, I think a lot of people would say, hey, you should just exercise. And by the way, we've heard that that can help.
Yeah.
Volunteering can help.
Mm-hmm.
But what do well-meaning friends do? Because I think that a lot of, well, I'll just say Christians can say some things that are maybe not the best thing to say.
Yeah, and I think, again, they're not intending to be malicious. They're genuinely trying to help. I've been told, well, if you just had more faith,
right,
you'd be okay. If you take a walk and eat a fresh, free piece of fruit, that'll fix you right there. Just don't go to that. Don't go there. Just don't go to that place. And I think it's a genuine misunderstanding. I've been told I'm lining the pockets of Big Pharma by taking medication, but it's a chemical imbalance. So, you know, it is an illness that requires medication to treat until God heals me. And the best thing anybody has ever done for me, I saw a quote once where it said, thank you for laying on the floor with me when I couldn't get up.
Oh, wow.
And I've had friends who just come alongside me and they say, I love you. We can sit in silence. You can cry. Whatever you need. And that's some of the most supportive stuff I could ever hear. Just to know that somebody's there. They get that there may be nothing they can do to physically help me in that moment, but they can love me when I'm down.
I think people knowing that you love them is a boost on its own.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But would it also be wise that if you're dealing with this, it's good to talk to your friends about it, at least that they know what's going on?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reach out. And I think sometimes we convince ourselves that if we ask for help, that makes us weak.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes a tremendous amount of strength to do that. So you're definitely not weak. Seek help when you need it. Talk to friends. Talk to your doctor. Talk to a counselor. Find a safe space where you can work through it.
Amen. And we're not pulling God out of this. I mean, God can heal in amazing ways, and He has.
Yeah.
He has completely healed people of this. So, absolutely, pray for healing as well. Hey, if you want to chime in, our number is 888-888-9976. How do you help a friend dealing with depression? It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Just want to know that a lot of people deal with this. We have well-meaning things that we try to say, but mm-hmm. they're not always constructive. Sarah is with us from Panama City, Florida. Thank you so much for calling in and listening to the show today.
Well, you're very welcome.
Yeah, what do you think?
In the beginning, he made our bodies perfect.
Yep.
And when sin entered the world, which he knew would happen, and, you know, we haven't surprised him and everything, but over all this time, then we have degraded our earth, we have degraded our bodies, and the chemicals in our bodies are no longer balanced the way that he created us. And it's all coming to an end, but to just realize that he didn't want us like this, you know, mm-hmm. in the beginning, he really would have preferred us to stay perfect, but,
yeah,
you know.
Absolutely.
We let sin degrade everything. And, you know, we're all going back to him, so we have to just look. And if this life was perfect, we wouldn't need God, and we wouldn't need heaven.
Absolutely, 100%
so
correct.
True.
We are in a fallen, messed up world. And that's mm-hmm. why we have sickness and disease. That's why we've got all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And you're spot on with that.
And that's why we have hope in Christ.
Yep. You know, if we didn't go through that one particular orchard and pick from that tree.
I know. See, they say like mm-hmm. have a fresh piece of fruit to fix your depression. But
that was
guess
the
what?
Wrong piece of fruit.
Exactly.
Family Life Radio.
An opportunity for you to nominate a teacher with a $500 gift card. Also want to let you know, if you go to our website, we'd love to pray for our teachers as well as our schools. And there are 10 prayers that you can pray over your child's school. So check that out, myflr.org. Carissa is with us from Arizona, and you're nominating a teacher?
Yeah, I'm the teacher myself, and I am calling to nominate another teacher. Her name is Brittany Thompson, and she is a high school special ed teacher. Brittany is absolutely amazing. She actually was my co-teacher for a couple of years, and I had never taught in that environment before with special ed kids being with a special ed teacher in my room. And she just showed me really how special it is to be able to have the opportunity to work with those kids and taught me so much about knowing them and getting to understand their needs of what's best for them and how to teach them in the way that works the best.
Wow.
And so she is a huge blessing for all those kids. And I miss teaching with her, but I learned so much from her, and I know the kids learned so much from her as well.
Oh, she sounds like she's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, as a father of a daughter diagnosed with multiple special needs, I love this woman. We will put her in the running to win.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Family Life Radio, it's Kankel, Fritz, and friends. Time for that good news of the day. What's your story? Call right now, 888-888-9976. Tim is with us. Tell us what's going on.
My wife had kidney disease. We had moved to California. It was time for her to get a transplant. And so we're on a waiting list. A waiting list can take as long as 8 to 9 years.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, and it's mainly with people that have O blood, because they can donate to everybody, but they can only get, you know, something that's O blood. UCSF gave me a call, and they said, look, Lee, we looked at your blood test, and you have a rare blood. And they said, well, it turns out that your blood and your kidney could actually be donated to somebody that has an O. So if you would donate your kidney, we will move your wife to the top of the list.
Wow.
And I said, well, sure, absolutely. Let's do that. We're getting ready to do this. And there were 8 operations that week across the United States. And I donated a kidney that went up to Washington, D.C. My wife got a kidney from a lady in South Carolina. So you can imagine, this kidney's flying over from South Carolina. And when it gets about halfway, they start the operation on my wife.
I didn't know it was coordinated that closely.
I didn't either.
That's amazing.
Man, that's a very close window.
Yeah.
The kidneys that are, or whatever organ is being, you know, being shipped across the United States, it has priority over any aircraft.
Oh,
wow.
But anyway, I just wanted to share that because there is hope for people, because there is an exchange program.
Man, that's cool. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Sure. Y'all take care. Have a great day.
You too. Hey, what is God doing in your life? We got to hear your story. Call right now. 888-888-9976. Help for you if maybe you're dealing with depression. It's Kankel, Fritz, and friends with you on Family Life Radio. Earlier, we were talking about how do you help somebody that's dealing with that. or what helps you? Amy is with us from Kansas City. Tell us yourself.
I just recently got over a few months of depression. And for me, just remembering that I'm loved the same way that I was loved when I wasn't depressed by Jesus and by the people around me. And Romans 5:8 that says, God demonstrated his love while we were sinners by sending Christ to die for us. And so in the middle of my brokenness and weakness, and when I don't feel like myself and I feel a lot of shame, I was recently reminded that that verse doesn't change when I'm in depression, that he still wants to demonstrate his love for me. And it's not dependent on how good or bad I feel that day.
Yeah. Yeah. Aren't you glad that everything that God promises to us has nothing to do with our performance?
Yeah. Thank goodness.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a weird like uprooting of legalism for a lot of Christians who have felt like depression is, like you were saying before, a lack of faith. No, this is illness, like diabetes, or, you know, like something that is a physical thing. It's like you can be doing spiritually amazing, still in love with Jesus, and still be sick with sadness, you know, deep sadness that you can't shake off. And that's okay, because you're still his beloved in that moment.
Yep. 100%. And I do find it, I think it's getting better, but I do find it fascinating that nobody would shame a diabetic for taking medication or say it was a lack of faith, or, you know, if you have to get chemo for cancer, and well, if you just had more faith. But when it comes to depression, people feel so comfortable saying that.
Yeah, it's a good point, Misty.
Right.
Or any kind of an aid for something that's, well, I'm wearing glasses right now.
Yeah.
You know, anything that's, you know, you're acknowledging you have a problem.
Well, if you had better faith, Kank, you'd probably be able to see it.
I could see better. Right. A controversial topic. It's Kankle, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. People asking you to remove your shoes when you get to their home has become a viral topic online, saying that that's rude. I don't know that it is. Maybe there's nice ways to ask that.
Yeah, don't be all, take your shoes off. Maybe that's the problem, more than the actual request.
Exactly. It's Kankle, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Barry is with us. What do you think?
So I have a window cleaning company, and we come across that often. So we have our technicians keep booties to put over their shoes when they come to the home.
Yeah.
And we've also found that a lot of the homes, they will keep booties for people that want to come into their home, just so that the case they really didn't feel comfortable enough to take their shoes off.
You know, I've had that a lot when people are doing service, like
carpet cleaners, cleaner does it.
Appliance repair or whatever. Yeah, I've encountered that a lot. I think that's smart.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are doing that, you know, that require that for their home, just even as friends.
Yeah.
They give them that opportunity, I think, a lot of times.
Yeah, where do you get booties?
Little
shoe cover things.
You can probably get them at like Home Depot or something.
You can get them from a janitorial supply.
Oh, okay. Booties are us.
There you go.
Family Life Radio.
I'm thinking it's time for a Joe Report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control. Joy.
Hey, think about what's bringing you joy, because we want to hear your story. Our number is 888-888-9976. Devarius is with us from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Tell us what's going on.
Hey, I was listening to the radio station and impacted literally tremendously. And I just want to say to anybody out there listening, keep going, keep trying, like, keep your faith in the Lord, and just keep listening to the radio station. It's a lot that I know the Lord is doing, and he used y'all to do it.
Wow.
You know, like, I just want to encourage other people out there listening. I want to let them know, like, it's not too late for y'all. I thought it was over with me. And coming back in the car listening to y'all radio station, it brought me to tears. I'm like, man, I got to call in this thing. I can't be scared.
Wow. Oh, that is so beautiful.
Yeah, I want to say y'all really have blessed me. Y'all really have. And I thank y'all so much.
Oh, well, you know what? We're thankful to those that give to keep the ministry on the radio. But, man, we are so thrilled for what God is doing in your life. Man, it's exciting.
Yeah.
Thank y'all. You know, I just like to share what positive impact this radio station has been in my life.
Well, you made an impact on us today. really appreciate you calling in and sharing your heart. That's, man, what a beautiful story.
Thank you. And I'll be looking forward to donating from now on, I promise. Like, we got to keep y'all on the station.
Oh.
We got, y'all are life changers. Y'all are impact. And if anybody listening, literally, they did not make me call. I'm random. You know, I'm kind of, you can hear the nervousness in my voice. Literally, like, this, y'all have impacted my life, and I thank y'all so much.
Wow. Thank you, DeVarius. Hey, what is your joy report? Give us a call right now. 888-888-9976.
So customer service complaints, they go back farther than we think.
How far?
They do. 1750 BC.
What?
It's called the complaint tablet to Enasir. I may be saying that incorrectly, but it's the oldest known written complaint. It is literally carved into a chunk of stone. It's a tablet.
Well, they didn't have paper, probably.
Yeah, so. But I...
Your complaint was carved into a chunk of stone.
That's dedication to complaint, yeah. Right there. And I love what it says. When you came, you said to me, I will give fine quality copper ingots. You left, but did not do what you promised me. You have withheld my money bag from me in enemy territory. It is now up to you to restore to me in full. Take notice that I will not accept any copper from you that is not of fine quality. I shall select and take the ingots individually in my yard, and I shall exercise against you my right of rejection, because you've treated me with contempt.
Wow.
I know. Man. How mad do you have to be to carve that into stone?
Ah, it took some time. Really?
Oh, I want to know if this was ever escalated to the manager. That's my question.
Exactly.
My word.
I went to talk to the manager. I have written this in stone for him. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.